90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 599 of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'm your host, Brent Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada, on the unceded Coast Salish territory. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music from across Canada and around the world. Tons of stuff to get to this week. I'll start things off with Canada's Leila Zoe. From her soon-to-be-released double live album, Back to the Spirit of 66, recorded in Verviers, Belgium, this is Ghost Train. Closing out our opening set of rock and blues music from his just-released Gin House, we had Halifax's Wayne Nicholson, featuring Monkey Junk's Tony D on guitar and Steve Mariner on harmonica, with Trust Turns to Dirt. Before that, from her forthcoming release, Shout Sister Shout, we had Belgium's Galia Volt with No Happy Home. And I got this week's Rock and Blues show started off with Canada's Leila Zoe and Ghost Train, recorded live at Vierve, Belgium, from her forthcoming double live album, Back to the Spirit of 66. This is the Rock and Blues show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from his forthcoming debut release, up next, this is Houston's Matthias Latin with Party.
Oh, rushing well, memories fading fast.
Jambalaya, your new unpredictable music mix that's always delicious. Hear the freshest new releases from all genres any day of the week. Go to cjsf.ca for our schedule and the latest Jambalaya.
Wedding
Closing out that set from their soon-to-be-released Behind the Veil, with New Orleans' Jason Ricci and the Bad Kind, featuring Caitlin Dibble on lead vocals with No Way. Before that, from their soon-to-be-released sophomore release Let It Slide, we had Ottawa's Angelina Hunter Trio with the title track. And I got that set started off with Houston's Matthias Lahtinen and Party from his forthcoming debut release, Up Next. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, Vancouver blues legend Jim Burns turned 75 on Friday. He was born September 22, 1948 in St. Louis. He started playing guitar at 13 and played his first professional gig at 16. He moved to Vancouver in the mid-70s, becoming a staple of the local blues scene, and released his debut album, Burning, in 1981.